The House is moving quickly on new bills that would put some limitations on how much official time is too much. One piece of legislation would prevent Veterans Affairs doctors from conducting union business during work hours at all. No VA employee could spend more than half the day on official time. The Veterans Affairs Department has some suggestions, but the bill just earned support from VA itself. More now from Federal News Radio's Nicole Ogrisco.
House Republicans and Democrats have a whole variety of opinions on official time, and they just can't seem to agree. Their debate comes down to a fairly simple question. Is official time necessary, reasonable, and in the public's best interest? And is it reasonable, given VA's recent struggles, to schedule and see patients quickly? The Veterans Health Administration also has at least 45,000 open positions. And that's why it may be particularly telling that VA supports the legislation. Congressman Jody Arrington is the chairman of the House VA Economic Opportunity Subcommittee. He also introduced the Vets Protection Act. Here he is with Kim McLeod. She's the acting executive director for labor management relations at VA.
Is it necessary for employees to spend 100% of their time? Is it absolutely necessary for employees to spend 100% of their time on union activities?
The department does not think so. We support the legislation.
Do you believe it's necessary to spend 50% of your time? Is it necessary to spend 50% of your time on union activities? It's my last question. I'll let you answer.
Well, the department supports the legislation, and so to the extent the legislation caps or limits it to 50%, no more than 50%, the department supports that, and we don't believe that any time over 50% would be reasonable, necessary, or in the public's interest.
The department says it sees both sides. Some VA managers say they're frustrated by official time, and others see the benefits. Shirley Parker Brommel has been a VA nurse for 9 years. She's one of a few hundred at the department who spend all of her work hours on official time. She says managers like knowing that she's available to step into a meeting or quickly resolve sudden employee issues that come up.
The knowledge base and effectiveness would be different depending on who was on official time that day. There would be no consistency. This would have an adverse impact on our veterans, our employees, and as well as management. We achieve more consistency and efficiency when labor and management are working with the same knowledge base among individuals. It is faster, smoother process when we have one person working full-time on representation rather than four people at 25%.
And Parker Brommel says she also acts as a liaison between managers and frontline employees.
I take care of our veterans. First of all, when a directive or a policy comes forward, we have the opportunity to look at that and see what work needs to be done. I take the policy, I look at it, I go to the frontline staff, and I say, this is the policy that's coming out. How can we do this? How can we make this work the best? Because they're the subject matter experts. And I get that information, and I go back to the meeting or the committee and say, this is what's going on. This is what's happening. How can we do it better? We got this directive from the VA. Let's make it right.
Congressman Tim Walz is the ranking member of the full House VA committee. He says the kind of role people like Parker Brommel serves isn't a completely foreign idea.
I'm thinking about this as a veteran. The Army and the taxpayers paid me to shoot artillery. That was my job. That's what I should be doing. If I were not shooting artillery, if you were not being an LPN, was I not adding anything to the Army? So what ended up happening was, as I became more efficient at shooting artillery, I ended up being a sergeant major. The management is the officers, and the colonel would give his directive. My job was to go down to make sure all of the other folks firing artillery were able to do so efficiently, safely, and accurately to fulfill their mission. For the last 5 years of my career, although I was supposed to be the best artilleryman in the unit, I never fired artillery. But I made sure all those other people could do it. Without that ability, the colonel would have to come down through the chain of command and go to each of them. And the reason this is an HR perspective is the people that actually have to deliver it will sometimes tell you, sir, with all due respect, this directive will not work and it imperils our patients. So that flow of information back up that's considered union time is trying to figure out better ways, just like sergeant's time, to figure out how to make us more efficient to deliver the care. So the argument that we're making without the data, that we're instantly more efficient without having them there, I think is specious at best.
But some lawmakers just don't see official time as an actual benefit. Congressman John Rutherford.
Official time is not working, Mr. Chairman. It's evidenced by wait lines. It's evidenced by lack of service to our veterans who have earned that care. Official time has failed. The evidence is all through this testimony. We've seen it at our VA facilities. We hear it from our veterans. Official time has failed. I don't need any more information.
Many Democrats say they're hesitant to support something like the Vets Protection Act, but they didn't strike down the ideas in the bill completely. Congressman Beto O'Rourke is the House VA Economic Opportunity Subcommittee ranking member.
The bottom line for me, and I would argue for us as members of this committee and members of the U.S. Congress, is to ensure the highest quality and timeliness in the care and services that we deliver to the veterans who have earned that care and services. If official time improves our ability to do that, then we should have official time. If it detracts from our ability to do that, we should not have official time. If we conclude that official time helps us to deliver quality care and services to veterans, then I think we have to ask ourselves, what is the best way to organize that official time? And if we conclude that in some cases, having 100% of an employee's day dedicated to official time because it improves the delivery of care and services to veterans is helpful, then we'll support that, or I will support that. If we find that it does not, then I will not support 100% of official time.
O'Rourke and other Democrats questioned whether the time for major changes to official time should come later, possibly after VA finishes a cost analysis of official time and improves its data collection.
Otherwise, we're going to move forward with a bill that I think is very well-intentioned from the chairman's standpoint. I think he wants to do the right thing for veterans, but from my standpoint, doesn't have the data or the information to support the conclusion. So, you know, you're not giving me much to work with here.
But VA doesn't have more data, and what it does have isn't accurate. The Government Accountability Office recently said VA's data on official time is unreliable. That's because the department doesn't have a consistent way to track how employees are using official time. At least 340 VA employees spent 100% of their working hours doing union business in fiscal 2015. But GAO says that number could be higher or even lower. VA says it generally supports the bill, but it does have some misgivings. The bill would require VA to comply with more reporting requirements, for example. McLeod says VA would have to make changes to the time and attendance system it's already building and beginning to install at some medical centers and VA facilities across the country. That system is called the VA Time and Attendance System, and it's supposed to replace the department's old legacy system. The work to replace it started back in 2013, and it won't be done until July 2018. The Vets Protection Act is one of two bills on official time that the House is supposed to take to the floor next week. The other bill would prevent days where an employee has spent most of it on official time from counting toward a retirement annuity. In Washington, Nicola Grisco, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.